All right. It's a good morning to you, and welcome to Tech Ego. This is a Friday edition of Tech, and we will have a conversation today. And I just want to discuss something that's very important that you need to know if you are a smartphone user, because there is a new, there are actually new updates that are coming in with regards to Android and of course iPhone or iOS or Apple that you also need to know, so that you know you are aware when you find your phone and not able to update, you know the reason why. You know, there are phones that could not update. Let me start with, you know, the iPhone. Like the iPhone 5 and 5, they could not update up to iOS 15. And there's only iPhone 6 and 6S Plus that those, they're the ones that could, you know, go up to iPhone 14. But then there's an iPhone 16 or iOS 16 that is looming. And it could exclude the S series and the SE, you know, iPhone. It will only take, I'll get to the article, you know, later on. But first of all, I just want to deal with the Android update that is coming, that is Android 13. And the iPhones that might be excluded, and those phones that qualifies to have a new update will then be, you know, given a guarantee of 4 years. So you can operate on iPhone 13 for 4 years, and after that, you know, there will be a change whether or not your phone by that time will qualify to be, you know, to be updated with the latest software or operating system or not. But before I get to the list of the phones that would support the new versions that are coming, I really want to, you know, straight to make a point. You know, when it comes to the update of phones, the update is like the growth. When you have a baby, when you have a child, the child, when, if a child is newborn, so every month this child receives update, whether it's psychological, physical, emotional. They grow. So they grow, you start to see change. The child start to, you know, 6 months, 7 months, they start to attempt to, you know, to do, they crawl, and then they attempt to, you know, speak. So that's how a phone also is. Every new update that comes on a phone brings in features and other abilities or capabilities that were not in the previous update. So, security patches and security features, you know, quite of an improved interface. Like you see with iPhone before, I think it was iOS 13. I can't remember what OS was that. When you call or when you receive a call, the whole thing of answer used to be, you know, it used to cover the whole screen. It used to cover the whole screen, but now it comes on top. at the top of the screen. I want to believe it's in the far, on your far right. So on the top there, that's where the answer, you know, button is. The answer button appears there. Unlike when it used to be, you know, just to cover the whole, almost the whole screen. So you have in any, you know, any update, you have an improved user interface. You have an improved interface. You have, you know, integrated application abilities and capabilities that are improved. And the list goes on. So that's how important, you know, that's the importance of phones. You know, phones that, I mean, the updates when it comes to operating systems of phones. It gives you that improved, you know, features of a phone. Remember, like I said yesterday, that your phone is an economy of its own. It's a gateway to the economic, opportunity. Now, one thing that you need to be very, very careful of is to buy a phone when you are not sure whether it is able to update or not. If you know, when the first thing that you go, you check on a phone. When you are buying a phone, of course, most of us want to run to the quality of a camera. You know, the other features. But we don't get into the internal settings of the phone. How much, I mean, what is the operating system of this phone? Can it be update? Is it updatable? Is it upgradable? Can it upgrade to, you know, not this thing of, you know, backdoor download of where you want to download and install on your own. No. Is it able to suggest an update? Is it able to automatically update or upgrade itself? Can you wake up one morning and you receive a notification, like what is going, like with iPhone, you receive a notification that there is an update available. So there is an update available and you can install it. So if it doesn't do that, or if, what is the version? What is the Android version of your phone when you are buying a phone? Are you buying a phone because you want to get to WhatsApp and Facebook? What if you wake up one day, Facebook is not opening and WhatsApp is not opening because your version no longer supports the applications? So those are the things that you need to check when you are buying a phone. And if you're not sure, take somebody along to say, let's go. Can you help me? I want to know. What is the version of, what is the Android version of this phone? Because if you are having an Android, at least 11 going down, then you are in danger. You know, if your phone is Android 11 going down, then you are in danger. Because in some times to come, certain functionalities might not be available for you. And these are the things that you need to be keep checking. You know, those are things that you need to keep checking. Is this phone Android 11? Am I able to update it to Android 12? And if I am able to upgrade it to Android 12, how long will it take me before I get a new phone? Because that is the end of the upgrade. It will not go to Android 13. Because Android 13 supports the newer versions. And there is a list here that I'm going to go through for you to understand. And Android 13 might be released very soon. And also iOS 16 might be released very soon. And it seems that there are phones that will not be able to, will not be accommodated there. And Android 16 will start from iPhone 7 going up. So iPhone 7 going up, those are the ones that are going to be able to be upgraded with Android 16. That's then the leaked information from Apple if it doesn't change. So which means that the iPhone 6S going down, they might not be up, they might not upgrade to 16. And that would be problematic. So when you find out that, okay, this is iPhone, I mean, this is Android, Android 12, you have it, which means you still have up to 3 years. So at least for three years, you can save up for a better phone. Because you see, the problem that we have with mobile technology and smartphone technology is that their models get discontinued very, very, you know, quickly. The models get discontinued very quickly because we are talking about market. If you keep something for too long, you might not make money. So you keep discontinuing it and so that you introduce new other, models in market. So that's where the problem is. There is no life eternal. There is no eternal life for a phone. The phone does not have eternal life. Even the technology that is being made now for longevity technologies for humans. So there is no life eternal for phones because if you put it to live longer, to be durable, then the manufacturers will not make money. So the Galaxy S21 and the later model, they will be able to be upgraded. So S series. If you get, you have, not of course the S5 and S6, no, but starting from up there. Up to S21. According to what they are saying here, that the Android 13 that is falling or that is going to be released, soon. Will include some features like the improvement in your Google Wallet and also end-to-end encryption when it comes to chat groups and apps. So, you have, like I said, they are also looking at the new security measures and new security patches that they are putting in. If a phone cannot update, then it means that even your security is at risk because you are likely to be hacked in and to lose your information. So, there are phones that are no longer upgradable to new Android versions. And but they will be, according to the company now, according to Samsung, that they are going to be doing periodic update, a security update for you. So they are going to at least give you some security update, for, because your phone is not able to be upgraded. They will give you some security, some periodic security, maybe up to 3 months, 4 months. After 3 months, you get some sort of security. But here it's like operating with a cheaper, you know, a free or a trial version of an antivirus. So it doesn't do everything. When you have a free version of an antivirus, a trial version of a software, it doesn't do everything because you have a trial. So if they do put everything to you for free, then who is going to buy the one that is for sale? So now, there is how long Samsung will then provide. I will actually want to just deal with Android here, because the iPhone, it seems to be, you know, seems to still be, there are a lot of hidden information about Apple, the operating system, as far as the iPhone 16. But if it becomes more available in terms of much information, then we will bring it to check what, you know, to check the what features are in. But the OS 14.1 or 14.5 came with translation. You know, you have now translation. For example, you are talking to somebody who is in Portugal, and you are writing, and is writing for you, you're writing to you in Portugal in Portuguese. You are able to translate that message on from Portuguese into English. You are able to read it, and then you reply in English. And if he's having the same features, he is able to translate your message to a language that they understand. So it's just down there, when you go into messages, there's an option where they will ask you if you want to translate. And you can download more languages that are available and add them to your translation, to the list of the translates of languages. So for Samsung Galaxy and Galaxy S and Note phones, they have the Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra. The Galaxy S22 series, they will have the 4 years of Android operating system upgrade and 5 years of security updates. Then for Android 12, the Android version 12, that is Galaxy S21, the series of Galaxy S21, they have 4 years of Android operating system upgrade and 5 years of security update. So the Galaxy S20 series, they are currently operating on Android 11. And they also have 3 years of Android operating system upgrade and 4 years of security updates. You see now that from 11 downward, you see that the years of update in terms of how long you stay on that update are coming down. You know, they are coming down. So Android 10, you have the Galaxy S10 series that are, of course, operating under the Android 10. That's the version and operating system. They have 3 years of Android update. Three years of Android OS upgrade and how many years here? 4 years of security updates. There is an S10 Lite that is operating with a version Android 9. That's Android 9 version. And the Galaxy Note 20, the Android 10, the Galaxy, the Galaxy Note 10 series are also having 3 years of Android OS and 4 years of security updates. Then you have Android 9. So that's a 10. These are the things that you need to always check whenever you want to buy a phone. These are things that you need to check. I found a friend of mine who was tend to buy an iPad, and it was very cheap. Somebody was selling it for 5,000 or so, an iPad. And then my friend was very excited. I'm going to buy my iPad. And he said, okay, fine. Let's sit down first. What iPad is that? So we checked it. It was a 2011, you know. I think it's OS 8.1, if I'm not mistaken. So, and when we looked it up, OS 8, it is really, 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 you know, old. So, and when I tried to ask him what he was going to use it for, you know, he ended up changing his mind. It's a bad news to somebody who expected some money from you. But it's a good news to you, because you are supposed to buy something that is supposed to last you at least 3 years to 4 years before you, you know, physically upgrade to a new phone. Because you can't be buying phones every year. At least when you buy a phone, it must take you 3 to 4 years. While you are updating it. So let's go for a short break, and we'll be right back after a break and continue. I'll open my lines too, so that you also come in and let's have a conversation. All right. Sorry for that silence there. I don't know what is going on here. It seems that nothing seemed to play here, but we continue. It is 26 minutes to 12. And if you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-2884-01. Then you have the Galaxy, you know, Z Fold 3. That is also operating under Galaxy Android 11. Those ones also have. These ones are better because they still have 4 years of Android operating system upgrade, which means if you have it now, today, this year, at least if you would want to operate, you can still use it up to 2026. So you can still use it up to 2026 or 2027. So, that is these funds that so I want to take you now to the A city. That is very common. You know, if you have a Samsung A, you are now supposed to be, you know, on your radio. The Samsung Galaxy A53, that's a 5G. It comes with 5G. This one, if you buy it, the Android A53, if you buy today, you are still going to use it up to 2027. Because it has 4 years of Android OS upgrade, upgrade. You can still upgrade for 4 years and then 5 years security update. So you can still use it. So because that one is it supports Android 13. So with Android 12, the iPhone, the Galaxy A33 5G is still, you know, if you buy it, it is having at least the second latest operating system, that is Android 12, or the second latest version, that is Android 12. You can also use it up to 2027 because it has 4 years of Android OS upgrade and another 5 years of security, update. That is the Galaxy A71 and then A71 5G, the same. Okay, this one comes down. If you buy it, you still have to use it up to 2026 with 3 years or 2025, yeah, 2026 with 3 years OS, Android OS upgrade, and with the 4 years, that is security update. The Galaxy A52 is with Android 10. That's a version. This one, you can also still use it for 3 years. You can still use it up to 2026. It has 3 years OS upgrade and 4 years security update. The Galaxy, A51... is having, the Android A52. Let me check here. Okay. This one comes down. So if you buy a Galaxy A51, by 2025, you must be ready to buy a new phone. By 2025, you must be ready to buy a new phone because you might not use it for other functionalities. Because it has 2 years of upgrade. So if you can only upgrade to a new software for 2 years, then after 2 years, you will not be able to upgrade anymore, but you can still receive 4 years of security updates. The Galaxy A13, it has 2 years. 2 years upgrade, which means you can update it. You can update the software, the operating system for 2 years. And after that, it will no longer be able to upgrade to the new software, but you can still receive, general security updates. These are just general, charity security updates that you get. So the Galaxy A12 is the same, 2 years, So those so if you have Galaxy A11, A10 going down, Galaxy A5, Galaxy A2, you know, core, I'm sorry, you will just have to buy a new phone, because those ones will not be able to, you know, upgrade. Just like if you have an iPhone SE, iPhone 6S going down, I'm also very sorry, you will have to buy a new phone, because those ones will not be able to upgrade to the new, you know, software. And then you see, that's what you need to do before you buy a phone. Don't just go by how much it is, or it is cheap. Oh, okay, it's cheap. You are selling iPhone for how much? For 5,000. Check. Sit down. Check one important thing about a phone. It's not what you can do with it, but it is what it can do for you. So one important thing about a smart device is not what you can do with it. It's what it can do for you. Whether you are able to do what you want with it or not, that lies and falls on, it rises and falls on the type of the operating system that is in the phone. Whether it is upgradable, and whether you are likely to have, you know, new features on a phone or not. So that is the, you know, the very, very important thing that you need to check on a phone. It's not about how good the camera is and how memory is about the operating system. So if you have, you know, the J series, you must be ready. You must be very ready. But yes, those are the challenges when it comes to, you know, understanding what we have. 0832888401. That's the number in studio. Do you understand the type of phone that you have?
Good morning, Tate Frank.
Morning.
So how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Yes.
So it's all about phone. I want to know, so I'm having a Galaxy A20. Maybe for how long should I be using my phone?
Galaxy A10.
A20.
Galaxy A20.
Yeah.
Okay. Galaxy A13, yeah. Okay. You can use it up to 2026.
So that one is updatable until A20, 2026.
It can still take some update.
Okay.
It can still take updates, and you know, and after that you can still use it,
yeah,
but on a very cheap general security updates.
All right.
So in other words, you know, when you see, when they are discontinuing the phones,
yeah,
they deactivate certain functionalities and certain features so that you buy a new phone.
Yeah.
So you are likely to start to see it slowing down,
yeah,
and freezing, and all that, until, you know, it becomes useless.
Oh, when it comes to its function.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this one, so I can still use it until 2026.
You can still use it until 2026.
Thank you very big.
Thank you very much. Right, yeah, I remember the Nokia E5, Symbian, you know, when it was getting out of market. I was was having my own phone at the time, and I got a message that by 31st of December 2016, I was no longer going to use the phone. I was, you know, ignorant. Come the 1st of January 2017, I couldn't make a call. I took it to the cell phone repair shop. The Indian guy who I found, they told me, no, this phone is done. Just if you want, you can use it to play your music. You can use it to play music, but this phone is done. So you can use it to play music. It is done. Yeah. So 0832 384 01, that's the number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. If you are having iPhone 820, let me check. I didn't get the 820 here. Let me check. There's something closer. There is Galaxy A33. So if you are having a Galaxy A33, you are better, because you still have 4 years of Android OS upgrade. This comes before the iPhone 13, the Android 13 5G. I'm not sure. I didn't ask my brother there if his Android 820 is 5G or not. If it is not a 5G, then it is having 3 years or just 2 years before you say goodbye to it. And the way you say goodbye to it it's very sad, because it starts to slow down, and then before you know it is no longer functional. One thing that I appreciate, you know, when it comes to mobile technology, I don't really appreciate the way they discontinue. They discontinue the phones. It's just very funny. But in a music field, in a music world, I really appreciate the way they discontinue music instruments. Because in music instrument, you know, they were very expensive, fancy digital keyboards, like the Tyrus 5, that was very, very expensive. I have actually never played on it. But the motifs were also very, very expensive. But then they became discontinued. The Tyrus now is, you know, is replaced by a Genos, Yamaha Genos. And the motif is replaced by the Montage. And when you come down to the series or the PSRS, the last one was the 975. Then before you get the SX series, the first one is a 600. Replacing the PSR S670, and then you have, you know, the PSR S700 and the PSR S900. Those are big keyboard machines, but though these others are discontinued, when you get them, you will not want to go to the next to the new ones, because they just have the same, you know, same feel, same feature, same, you know, same functions. Even to the point that even the older ones can even have the better sound as compared to the newer ones. But with mobile technology, you really have to upgrade, because otherwise your Facebook, your WhatsApp may not open. Your Facebook, your WhatsApp may not open. So that's because it starts to slow down. It starts to lose that, you know, power, and it starts to slow down. And before you know, you are no longer able to use it. Like what happened to me, I was no longer able to use my phone. I could just use it to, you know, play music. I could just use it to play music. And that was the end. You could not use it anymore. Even if you buy a Samsung or an iPhone or a Samsung E250s, you never find it. A Motorola L7, you never find it. You never find the Ericsson, phone. You never find the Motorola T190. You never find that one. And even if you find it, it's not applicable to the pace at which we are. And that is what will happen to your A2, A5, A7. It will keep dying slowly but surely, until one morning when you wake up, it's not switching off. Not switching on. Or it is switching on, but you are not able to log in to your WhatsApp and Facebook. You start to receive messages as version not compatible. And that is what happened to my phone with, you know, the iPhone 5. When I heard there was an Ego FM application, then I tried to download it. It was not even installing in my phone. And then I was trying to get to the website. You know, that's why I had to get rid of the iPhone 5. But it was the best phone for me. It was very, you know, small. And to me, it was a very powerful phone. Very much powerful, to the point that when I tested the Apple, I didn't want to go back to Android, because I couldn't understand, you know, because the functionalities of Apple is they are very, but it comes with a cost. And that's why when you are buying a phone, you must know for how long do you need to have it. You cannot have it forever, because of market, because of business. So you should know for how long do you have it? Do you need to have it? All right. And the other thing that also contributes to the death of the phone is the issue of, you know, chargers. And I'm not going to talk much about that. But how you charge your phone also, you know, contributes immensely to the death of your phone. So how you charge your phone, with what you charge your phone, also contributes to the death of your phone, to the early death, actually. So my time is almost over, but I can still take one or two calls if you want to be part of the conversation. If you have a question, we can still take your call. But, you know, this is very important, I felt, to share with you. Yes.
Yes, Franz.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I'm very fine.
Yes.
Well, I like your discussion.
How are you doing?
About the phones. It actually just caught me, I would say, very off guard. At some point, I would say, I didn't know that phones can actually get obsolete.
Yeah.
Even though I've experienced at some point, I used to be a fan of Sony Ericsson.
Yeah, Sony, yeah.
Yeah, but then I found myself at one for that. I can't really buy Sony Ericsson. Okay. Part of the reason was the splitting of Sony and Ericsson to have just Sony. So I was like, Sony, it's not Sony Ericsson enough, so I can. So it's really sad sometimes you get attached to a certain brand or to a certain model of a phone.
Yeah.
But then while you are there, just here at all the updates are now no longer applicable for that phone, and you have to move on to a new phone. Either you find a new brand or you just find a new model of it.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I know it's for market and profit, but just to maybe manufacturers should maybe minimize a little bit on that.
Yeah, there is a new Sony Xperia now that is Sony Xperia 4, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Ever
since they phased out Sony Ericsson, my interest in Sony just disappeared.
I see.
Yeah. But anyways, right now, based on the research, I'm not sure if this will make sense. I have now, I went into Xiaomi. So I have a Redmi 7 that I've been now using for seven years, and it's really doing good for me and stuff. So now, your discussion got me worried. Okay, what if they phase this out, then I'm going to have to look for another one again. I don't know in your researches, do you by any chance have any idea of the longevity of how long I can use this Xiaomi? Yeah, it's a Redmi 7.
No, I will have to check it because those are unpopular brands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not very popular, but it's good for me.
Yeah, no, those ones.
For me, it serves me better than popular brands.
Yeah, I mean, there is also Google Pixel, which is very powerful, but it's unpopular.
Yeah. I haven't looked into that. Maybe I should try it.
Yeah. But but thank you very much. I'll check it out for you.
Okay, thank you very much, Franz.
All right.
Have a nice day.
All right. Yeah, those are really unpopular, like the dodgy phones. But they use the same Android. They use Android. All those phones have an agreement with Android. They use Android operating system. So you are likely to have the same experience because this is one company. If the phone that you have, whether it is Verizon or Xiaomi or Qbot or ZTE or whether it is Doji, if the operating system is Android, then you are likely to have the same issue that I'm talking about here. This one is coming from Samsung. So you need to check the website of the brand where you are, that you have, the Xiaomi, Verizon, the whatever. They might have the same information. But since we are here, we will check it for you. And I must be able to bring that information on Monday. I must be able to have that information by Monday, though, you know. I must be able to have that information on Monday. That's what we are discussing here with when it comes to the phone. And my time...
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
Right. My time here... It has come to an end, and we will meet again. This was the Friday edition of Tech Ego, and we are going to meet again on Monday. On Monday, we'll have a discussion. And but you need to be, you know, you need to be on a hunt out of that information. You need to be on a hunt out of the information as far as the devices that you have, and find out how far is it, how far can you go with it before you physically and literally upgrade to a better one. So you need to know. And if you are buying a phone, if you have, if you had a Samsung A7, you cannot buy and you lose it. You cannot buy, you cannot go to buy a Samsung A5. No, you must go at least higher, at least A10, A12. At least better, because then you have more years using it than if you have to buy an A5 and you just buy it today and next year, you know, you are no longer able to use it because it's no longer able to upgrade to the latest operating software. So when you are buying a phone, it's not about, it's not only about I need to call, I need to be on air, or I need to be on network. It's about how long should you, will you continue using it? So how long do you continue using it? That's what is very important. So, right, let me sign out of here. Dwight is here. Dwight, good morning, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Franz?
Good, how's it?
I'm all right.
Yes.
I'm still a bit perplexed whether we should call this midday, afternoon, morning, whichever one we find ourselves in.
Afternoon starts at 12. 12 is midday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we stick to the afternoon.
We stick to the afternoon.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Franz, how was your show?
No, the show, I was looking at, you know, the new update of phones, Android 13 that is coming. And there are phones that will not be able to update to Android 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just, you know, giving to the listeners the type of phones that may not be, you know, may be excluded. And mind you, the iPhone 6, iOS 16 is also coming up.
And that's the other thing also, because I remember earlier this year, Franz, even I think it's Apple who indicated that they, for the iPhones, certain iPhones that were too old, won't be able to make use of current updates or get current updates for their apps, specifically WhatsApp for that matter. So that might probably be those latest rollouts that would be taking place right now.
Yeah, because according to this information, I couldn't get much into it because it's not really much information that I can share with the listeners as far as Apple is concerned. But the Samsung was very detailed here. The iPhone 6 going down will not be able to update to iPhone, to iOS 16.
Exactly, yeah.
So it will start from iPhone 7 going up.
Yeah, and then most probably that phasing out might take place as we go year by year. Because if they've done that with the 6 and down, then it means it would, you know, knock onto the next ones.
They might start to phase out the 7.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly, exactly. No, Franz, thanks a lot for that. For today's discussion, we're going to have a look at how cultural festivals actually made use of, you know, hybrid kinds of marketing, promotional strategy, should I say, in that matter.
Yeah.
In order to get things going. And this is linked towards the discussion that I had that I interviewed Mr. Paul Thomas, who is part of the NAMA Cultural Festival Organizing Committee, with regards to the recently held NAMA Cultural Festival that took place in Kitmans.
Okay, thank you very much. And have a great show.
Thanks a lot, Franz.
Right.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, And any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.